All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? The weather outside, again, frightful. Inside, absolutely delightful, because you've got Barry, Nick, and Joel all the way till 4 o'clock, where we are going to entertain you with The Usual Suspects, like you know how we do, what we do, when we do it. So therefore, without further delay, it is Nick, it is Barry, and myself, Joel, and what up?
What up, playa?
Feeling great.
Yeah, I feel good, except I have a feeling I'm going to be famous for the wrong reasons.
Why?
I got Joel'd today.
Uh-oh.
Well, first of all...
Wait, you got Joel'd?
Yeah, well, let me get to this first, because if I look like I don't know what's going on, if I can't, like, see you guys, it's because I went and picked up my glasses finally. Remember I went a while back with NASCAR Johnny and his wife? I went to his wife's eye doctor place and got my glasses done, and I never went and picked them up. So I went this morning, which is also why I was late. I went this morning to get them, and it's the progressive lenses. So up top, it's regular. Down below, it's for reading, and I feel like I'm...
So you got bifocals. Yeah.
I wish I could shut his mic off.
Can't do that.
We're 2 minutes in. Don't be a jerk. Yeah, I do.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm old, okay? So, what do you want me to do? I'm an old man. I'll be 44 this year.
At least you can't see the little magnifying glass in the...
The way you're going, you're going to be blind by the time you're 38. You keep doing what you're doing.
I'll tell you what.
It's probably true.
That's why Joel and I wear glasses. We finally had to get married and stop that. Actually, we do it more now. But anyways.
You'll get the little notch. Otherwise, if you don't get the glasses that Barry has, you'll get the notch on the end of your nose for that. The fact that you just use them to read.
Because you use readers, right?
Yeah, I just need them for reading.
You don't need, yeah. So I've got my readers built in, basically.
Okay.
So... I feel old, but it's weird because, like, if you're not careful when you're, like, could you imagine, like, going up steps with your readers on? It everything would look weird and fuzzy, and so I have to be careful not to fall and bust my ass.
Yeah, like, if I'm at the house and I'm on the computer and Lisa says, hey, I need your help real quick with the dogs
or
the baby, I get up real quick and start running. I'm like, oh, get those things off.
Yeah, you can't.
Your equilibrium and everything is a different
thing. It's all jacked up.
I never understood that because I guess you would be called farsighted and I'm nearsighted. Right?
Is that right? I just know mine's not correctable by laser.
Yeah, it's always the opposite. So if you're nearsighted, it means you can't see far away. If you're farsighted, you can't see up close.
Right. So I would assume Joel's farsighted.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm nearsighted and farsighted. I'm basically blind. I'm Stevie Wonder at this point.
Now, if you got corrective surgery, right? You got the laser.
I had LASIK.
If you had the LASIK, would it help, or because you still have the other?
Well, so they said when I got my LASIK, because I told the story about the flap and all that on the show before. But when I got LASIK, the doctors told me, he said, at some point, because you're doing this, at some point you're going to need readers. Mm. And I was like, really? He goes, yeah, it's unfortunate, but that's what happens when you get LASIK. And I was like, well, that's okay, as long as I can see far away. And we all know that failed me, and I can't see far away again. And yeah. I also now can't see up close because of the surgery. So that's why I had to get these.
You called Nick Trey from down the hall the other day.
Yeah, I did. It's hard to tell.
But do you think that has anything to do with the fact that you had the surgery a while ago when LASIK wasn't as...
It could be.
A ball?
Yeah, that was back when they just used a light pin.
Because I literally just asked my eye doctor about LASIK. I'm considering it. What did you just say?
I said, that's back when they just used like a light pen.
He's just testing to see how much you actually listen to us and how much you just keep going.
I've dropped about 9 shots at you.
It's all good. But like, I'm starting to become numb to him.
But here's the thing that I don't like.
We all are.
I know whatever I have, nearsighted or far, I can't fix it with LASIK. They're like, yeah, you're just stuck. And I'm like, well, that's great.
Yeah.
That sucks.
LASIK can certainly fix your problem.
Yep.
And I think if you did it now with the technology, yes, it would stick.
The eyes, not the listening problem, but it can help you with the eyes.
Yeah, you need a miracle ear also. So I got the glasses, and it's kind of messing me up. But I was leaving. This is why I got Joel'd. I was leaving the neighborhood today, and this is why I think I'll be famous. And okay. I was just on one of the roads, or one of the streets in our neighborhood, and I'm behind this car that's going really slow. So I'm in a hurry. I'm running late, obviously, and I get kind of right up behind it, and this dude slams on his brakes. He gives me one of those. I'm like, just get out of the way. So he slams on his brakes. So I kind of just throw my hand in the air, like, dude, what are you doing? Move. Right. And then he throws his hand in the air. So I did it again. Like, now we're having a handoff. We're just back and forth.
You're doing referee signals.
Yeah, just one hand in the air. And so he goes all slow, of course, to piss me off. He's going all slow, and he gets up to the stop sign, and then he turns left. And that street is now two lanes so on each side. So I can now pass him. So I start to pass him, and he's got his phone in his hand. And his wife is in the car. And he puts his phone, like, across his wife, because I'm on their right.
Yeah.
Across his wife, like he's taking a picture. So I gave him the finger. Oh. So there's going to be a picture of me in our neighborhood Facebook page that says this guy was speeding, but it's going to be a picture of me giving that dude the finger.
It's so funny because Joel always talks about how you would do that to scare people. Yeah. And I think I'd be just like you. You're not like, scaring me with no camera.
So I give him the finger, and he puts the phone down. He's like, oh, damn it. Like, you ruined my picture. Like, he thought he was going to bust me. But I'm like, no, I ain't got no shame. I'm looking right at him. I'm giving him the finger. His wife is appalled. I don't care. Like, just move. I got to get to work.
And I'm telling you, it works, though. So but it works with others.
Yeah. So then we get to the stop sign, and it merges down to one lane. So now he's behind me. So I stop. I pick up my camera, and I turn around, and I act like I'm taking a picture of him at the light. Yep. And then he was just like threw his arms, like, what are you doing? I was like, yeah, I can take pictures too, idiot. And then I drove off. And then, you know, the worst part about all this is I leave the neighborhood and I get all the way to 99 and he ends up at the light next to me.
Awkward.
And I looked over and he never looked at me.
Now, didn't we just have this conversation?
What was it? I wanted him to look at me because I was going to blow him a kiss or wave. He never would look at me.
Yesterday
he was old
or the day before that we had this conversation about being the bigger man, the better man. That one went in one ear, out the other, and completely gone, obviously.
I was in a hurry, and I needed to get to work, and he needed to get the hell out of my way.
So you were in a hurry and ended up at the same light with him.
Which is the worst.
I was going to say, if you're the bigger man and then you end up, then you can chuckle.
Yeah.
When you're the a-hole and you end up in the same light, you're like, that's a bad look.
Can I tell you how many times that happens where we'll be like on Westheimer, somebody's going all slow and you go around them, you honk, and you're like, get off the phone, idiot. And then you get to the light and then they pull up next to you all slow and you're like, all right, I deserve this, whatever. That's fine.
Nick, how many times that happened to you?
Oh, a lot, man. I've lost so many road rage battles and won so many road rage battles, it's not even funny. The worst one that I lost, or one that I could tell you that I lost, is when he threw an empty Sprite bottle at my car.
Oh, really?
And then he turned right and I had to drive straight and I was pissed. I was so aggravated.
Wow. You take the L on that one. Yeah. You're like, damn it. And I don't have time to go back.
And he cut me off, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he cut me off. I flicked him off. He threw the Sprite bottle, turned right. I drove straight. I was so aggravated.
And that makes you almost want to go back and get him.
Yeah, I think about it. Yeah. Like, if I'm not in a hurry, because that happened to me the other day. If I'm not in a hurry, I'm looking at my watch going, do I have time to just turn around and
we're some angry
get
people.
On that? Man.
In the car, I get. Because I'm impatient in the car.
The angry suspect.
I hate being in the car.
It could be.
We all have a road rage issue.
It's so funny how much more patient you get when you're the passenger. When I'm the passenger, I'm like, I don't mind being in the car.
Yeah, no, if I was riding with you or Joel, I'd be like, why are you freaking out, bro? Yeah. It's no big deal.
Right.
But when you're behind that wheel, oh.
You want things to get going.
Well, because it's like I told you when I was telling you all the story about the guy at Sam's. You feel like it's an affront to your manhood.
Yes.
Like, it's a personal attack. And I once had somebody, I don't know, this is when I worked at Halliburton or something. They had a motivational speaker, and she was talking about how, when you're driving and someone cuts you off, if you really think about it, they weren't cutting you off. It wasn't a specific attack against you. It wasn't like, hey, there's Joel, I'm going to cut him off. Mm-hmm. They were just getting over, and it wasn't so, but we take it personal.
Right.
And that's true. But at the end of the day, it's like, yeah, no, it still feels like when somebody shows you up like that, it's your pride. It's your manhood. And it's hard to be the bigger man and not say anything or do anything.
And the audience that day was much like you yesterday, where they take it all in. And for that moment, they are completely motivated to stop losing their temper on the road. And they rationalize and realize it's not the right thing to do. And within the next 15 to 20 minutes or the next time you get behind the wheel, all bets are off and you're ready to bust someone in the ass.
Right back to a maniac again. Absolutely.
That's the way it should be, right, Nick?
Absolutely.
You're
Who's track is this, by the way?
I can't hear it.
Oh yeah. Pump that up. This is mine.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Nelly, Alabama.
Yeah, so the theme of the day, Nick was good enough to come up with our theme for us.
For once, Nick.
And it was, yeah, finally. And it was rodeo acts. So it's rodeo season. So we said, all right, any rodeo act that performed at the rodeo prior to 2000.
Right.
And so I guess I'm going first.
Now, I put that the song had to be pre-2000, too.
Yes, both.
Okay, both.
Both.
All right, good.
They had to have performed and let me tell you, not a single hip-hop group. Now, I went through every letter on that history.
Mind.
Yeah. No. I was like, Usher, but he's more R&B.
Was Nelly there?
Nope. Not a single rap group.
Nelly
has
was
performed
not at the rodeo.
I seem to think that Nelly was there one year.
A single rap group has performed at the rodeo. Not on that list that they had of past performers.
At least this year they were. Nope, never mind.
Now, is this one of the songs that you two were arguing about over the email?
Yeah, so I just took a different song by the same group.
So he chose Alabama, and Alabama was one of my favorite country groups.
They can get at it.
That's good stuff.
They can do it. And the thing is, too, when you think about it, there are certain groups that just scream Rodeo Houston. This is kind of one of them.
George Strait in Alabama.
Yeah. And the one that I picked from Alabama will definitely be right down Main Street for the rodeo, too. So it is rodeo time. The cook-off, which is, man, when I was single, holy cook-off.
Yeah.
Man, Nick, I'm telling you, if I could go Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, I was there.
What's the name of the jeans that cowgirls wore? Like, back when I was in high school, there was a certain jean that didn't have pockets
on it. Yeah, they didn't have the pockets. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Rocky Mountains?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's right.
Whoo!
And if they wear them right, the Rocky Mountain oysters will be out later.
Those are deceptive. They will make a white girl look like she got ass. They are deceptive.
You know what Rocky Mountain oysters are, Nick?
I do not.
Google it. Oh, all right, we're going to be back with a whole lot more of the big show, and you can participate. That's why we call it The Usual Suspects, because we like you to be in on it. 713-780-3776. That's the HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, or, of course, if you want to get that personal interaction like no other, you can go and get on Twitter, where it is at Barry is Funny, at The Producer Nick, and at Pac-Man Joel with a K. We are The Usual Suspects, back with a whole lot more on ESPN 97.5.
Call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, Willie! Another staple of Houston Rodeo. Nick, you better do some work because you're going to get annihilated today. I can just tell you, I saw both lists for Barry and I. You're going to get killed.
Yeah, I probably am. No question.
And you can't have your new favorite, Darius Rucker.
I know.
That screws you.
That really makes me mad, by the way.
Did you see Donna's thing that I sent you on Twitter?
Oh,
she tagged
man.
Me on Facebook. She was like, there was some meet and greet with Darius Rucker at, I think it was at the rodeo.
She met Darius Rucker?
No, it was just a thing you could sign
you,
up for.
You better.
I can't. Easy. Now I don't want to. You know how Barry does that when
Bossy.
People start telling him what to do on the text line?
Yeah.
Come on, but no. I'm a fan. If I could get you to meet Aaron Rodgers, I would totally do it.
I've already done that.
I hate your face.
Big Belly Chuck said LL did the rodeo in the early 2000s. I'm going to have to check on that, Big Belly Chuck.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
Yeah,
I don't know
don't
if
recall
I don't recall seeing him in there.
Now, Mary J. has done it.
Yeah, but she's not hip hop.
No, I know
not
she's not hip hop, but I mean, that's his urban. Like I said, Kool and the Gang to them.
Yeah, they're like, well,
African American Heritage Day. I'm like, really?
That's what it is. My wife asked me, she's like, what do they call it? I was like, I don't remember, but it was probably something mildly offensive because they're not really sure how to handle it.
When I grew up in Milwaukee, and they have this festival grounds where you can Google Summerfest. Summerfest is 15 days, 32 stages. At the end of the one end of the grounds, it's like having the Cynthia Woods Mitchell Pavilion. If you want reserved seats for the biggest names that go to the pavilion, you can buy them. Otherwise, the lawn seats are free and all the side stages are free. All you do is get a ticket for like $5 to get in the grounds.
Yeah.
And they have the country stage. They have the Irish stage. And you can see like some pretty named people at all the stages throughout the 15 days. But then when the Summerfest is over, every weekend throughout the summer, there's a different ethnic festival on the grounds.
Uh-huh.
Irish Fest, German Fest, Italian Fest, and Afro Fest.
Yeah.
And really, even my family's like, you couldn't find a more proper
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
No, they just kept it real. Afrofest.
Yeah. Wow.
And people speak about how great Afrofest is.
Now, if I were looking up LL Cool J mm-hmm. on this past entertainers list, mm-hmm. would I look under C for cool? Would I look under L for LL Cool? Or would I go to the J's? Because it's by last name.
Like, I know, if you go but to, I'm going to go L.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'll do that. We'll take Chris's call and I'll look this up. Okay.
Chris, what's up?
All right, so where I work, there is a red light, and there's like a little feeder road that's probably about 100 yards long. It's not really a feeder road, but that's about the best way I can describe it. And it will bypass the red light, but it's also the back alley entrance exit to my office. So when I'm in my work van, and I pull out of the driveway, and somebody's hauling butt trying to beat that red light, I take my time, and I don't even hit the gas for about the last half of the road, and make them miss that red light. And if they honk at me, then we're just going to have to sit there till we both die. Because, I mean, if you're in that much of a hurry,
you're that
go to
guy.
The red light.
Wait a minute. Were you at Sam's this past weekend near the Woodlands Mall?
Not,
jerk.
No, this is in Beaumont. This okay. is in Beaumont. It's not right. even, and it's a big white work van. You can't miss it.
Okay. All right.
Boy. But,
I'm sure there are people that don't want to miss it. They want to hit it.
Uh-huh.
Somebody this morning, I mean, they act like that red light's a no right on red, and they, you know, there's never anybody there. They just try to bypass that red light, and it's probably about once a month they're replacing the stop sign at the end of that little bitty road because somebody just straightens out that little S-hook so they can take that right.
Too funny, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Thanks,
man.
Chris. So Chris is officially that guy.
Yep. Chris is the guy you want to fight in traffic,
yep.
and he doesn't care. All right, so I found it on this previous entertainers page.
Going back to LL.
Yep. And I gotta say, Big Belly Chuck knows his stuff.
Okay.
LL, how do we miss that? LL.
Well, he was probably there.
2003, LL Cool J.
All right.
Now, I started noticing, so I made a list of some of the other things that stuck out to me on the list of all the entertainers at the rodeo. All right? Mm-hmm. First and foremost, our boy, Billy D. Washington.
Yes.
Was on the list.
What?
Yes. Go look at the W's. Billy D. Washington performed at the rodeo.
I saw Sinbad.
Yeah,
I saw
lot of comedians actually. But when you look at the list, I mean, it's all prominent names, like you said, Sinbad and Jeff Foxworthy and all that. But go to the W's, and right there, smack dab in the middle is our dude Billy
I'll
D.
Be
Washington.
Darned. I didn't even know he had a band.
And I posted it on my Facebook. I was like, you know, he might be one of the most slept on comedians. In our city, but from what he's done nationally and his, I mean, you're talking about a guy that hosted a VH1 show back when VH1 was in its heyday. He's performed at the rodeo. He did Def Comedy Jam. This dude's done a lot, man, and he doesn't get the credit that he deserves for the stuff that he's done. But I was even shocked. I was like, damn, look at Billy D.
That's great.
Doing the rodeo. Now, I say that, and then also on the list, if you scroll over to the L's, is Lassie. Can someone please explain to me what the hell Lassie was doing at the rodeo?
No
what
way.
Did Lassie sing?
What is it, like a dog show?
If you
show?
Say who let the dogs
no.
out, I am firing
no.
you.
No, I would not do that.
But look, if there's Lassie. Lassie appeared at the rodeo in 1962.
Oh my God.
That's the stupidest thing. Now, right next to Larry the Cable Guy, by the way. Also.
Oh, Lassie did the roof is on fire. I had to get you with one.
I was like, what is it? Oh, rough roof. The rough is on fire. I get it. Okay. That's actually not bad. Hootie was there as Darius, not Hootie.
Yeah.
Once he turned that corner and went from pop to country.
Now, here's what surprised me. So we all know that George Strait.
Legend.
Legendary Houston rodeo guy, right?
I'm not sure we all knew that. But
20 years.
Yeah, I saw all the dates.
He performed in 20 years of the rodeo.
Yeah.
And I think he's coming back. If I were to give you a guess at how many times Garth Brooks performed at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo, how many times would you guess?
Three.
You must have looked.
No, well, I did pick a Garth Brooks song, and I was worried that he had
10 or 15.
Exactly. And I think most people would be like, yeah, Garth Brooks, duh.
Like, I wasn't even going to hesitate.
Twice. He's performed, the rodeo's been around for how long? Garth Brooks has performed at the rodeo two different years.
Isn't he making up for it this year by doing like 7 dates or no?
Is he?
I know he's doing, I think he's doing multiples.
I don't know. I mean, Clint Black has performed more than Garth Brooks. Where'd it go? I'm trying to find his
dates. There
were
so many
dates names
that
Frankie Beverly and Mays performed at the rodeo more than Garth Brooks.
Who are very good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garth Brooks, 1991, 1993.
That's it.
That's it.
I just had to make sure it was pre-2000.
Crazy.
Because I knew he was coming this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, and I guess he was doing, maybe he's not doing multiples. I thought he was doing multiples for the rodeo too, but he did multiples at Toyota Center
about
a year ago for this kind of like long tour he did.
I haven't even looked at this year's lineup. I think we went over it, didn't we?
And we went over it on the air.
It sucked, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Well, you kept naming names, and Nick and I are like, nah, no,
never heard of them. Never heard of them. Yeah,
some ballerina. No, that's Kelsey Ballerina. Okay, still nothing.
Yep.
Yeah. So those were some of the things that I noted. I was very surprised, and not surprised at how many times George Strait had done it, but how many times Garth Brooks hadn't.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah,
there's another classic.
Yeah.
But Nick, Siri better do some work. That's all I got to tell you.
Yep. You got your work cut out for you, buddy.
Yeah.
I know, man. That's why I haven't tweeted out the list.
Because you're ducking right now. You're hiding.
Because I have nothing.
That's so funny.
Nothing.
There's enough people around here that could help you.
Yeah.
Get Trey.
I'll get it done.
You'll get my bloody Valentine. Okay. Right now, I'm going to tell you about my good friends at American Wheel and Tire. American Wheel and Tire, the top spot in Houston to buy tires. Thousands of tires in stock, all the major brands. You can get Michelin, Pirelli, BFG, Continental, and check this out. They also have private label tires that are going to save you up to 50% on a new set. 16-inch and 18-inch tires starting as low as $299. 20-inch tires starting as low as $399. That's per set, guys. Mike and Tammy Gust are personal friends of mine at American Wheel and Tire. They are great people. They won't steer you wrong. They have the most pristine shop in town, the best waiting room. You can look in the big bay window and see your car being worked on. They're going to communicate with you throughout the process. If you have questions, they'll answer it. And you're never going to see a charge on the bill that you weren't talked about and talked through while you were waiting for your car to be done. They just know how to do business. They've been in Houston doing business for over 15 years, so they know Houstonians want to go to people that are loyal to the city. They think you're going to come back again and again, so they're going to treat you right from the very first time. Go to AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Check out all the things that they've done to personalize vehicles, too, from lift kits to steps to all the different things you can get for your SUV to Kevlar wraps and all the different things for an individual, unique look for your automobile. And you can call them, 713-682-1085. You can stop in and see them right there, conveniently located, 290 and 34th Street. Or, like I said, check them out at AmericanWheelAndTire.com. Tell them Joel Blank sent you by.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, half hour into the first hour of the big show, and intern Chris letting me know Garth is opening and closing the rodeo, so he is doing multiples this year.
Okay.
And of course, Scott in Deer Park has shaken the earring, shaken the bush to come out from behind it to let us know it's Texas. Of course, George Strait has appeared more than Garth, no matter who's in Austin. George is still the king. That I found out when I first got here. It doesn't matter who the governor is of this state. It doesn't matter. George is king.
No doubt.
And Willie's right there, too.
But that doesn't mean that it wouldn't be surprising that Garth Brooks has only performed twice. I think he missed the point,
right, which
doesn't surprise me that Scott in Deer Park didn't capture the point of or the essence of the conversation.
Thing that's happened
it,
before.
It wasn't that there was more than Garth. It was that Garth has only performed twice in the entire length of the rodeo,
which has been a long time.
Yeah, back to what the 60s, the 40s.
Well, Lassie was there in what 62?
Yeah, My mom said she was like, I saw Roy Rogers and Gene. What? That was like 1910. Nah, maybe not. That's a little old.
Was Roy Rogers the one that he didn't own the Angels? Gene Autry did.
Yes. Okay. That one.
All right. That's a little bit before our time.
Yeah.
Even for us. Brandon wants to get in here and talk about bad driver stories. And I know that we were kind of hammered in the first segment.
Yeah.
But Brandon, hold tight for a second. We got a little bit of a technical issue. Nick, Brandon wants to get in here. What's up, Brandon?
What's up, guys?
What do you got,
bro? So, you guys were talking about the road rage incident and how you win and lost. And I don't know if this is considered a win or a loss, but me and my wife bought a house, and we moved into our new house. I worked in the oil field at the time, so I got random phone calls in the middle of the night. Well, I get a 1 o'clock in the morning phone call. I get in. I had a Corvette at the time. And I get in my vet, and I go to the gas station down the street, stop to get a cup of coffee and kind of wake up. This big lifted Dodge Ram is in the parking lot, and the guy's inside getting coffee also. And I go to leave the gas station, and he ends up leaving right behind me. And I pull out kind of sideways and slow. It was kind of an embankment, so I didn't want to scrape the bottom of the car. The guy is honking, laying on his horn at me and flashing his lights trying to get me to speed up. I guess he was in a hurry. So I get out of the parking lot, and I'm going to turn left at the red light, and he's going straight, and he pulls up next to me. I've got my windows down, and he flips me off through his window. So I start screaming at him, telling him this colorful language and to go somewhere, and he rolls his window down and proceeds to throw the coffee that he just got into my car.
Oh!
Flashes all over the center console, all over the passenger seat.
And some you of it shot him. Me. No.
The light turns green, and he hauls ass and takes off.
Well, I probably would have done that, too. I'm not sticking around
for
that
ass. So I turn. I go to my job. I get home that night, and I'm like, you know what? I'm not screwing with it. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'll deal with it tomorrow. So I go, and I take a little nap, and I get up, and I'm in the process of cleaning everything out of my car to try and get the coffee out. And the dude backs into the driveway next to me.
Shut up.
He is my neighbor.
Shut up. Did you whoop his ass? That's what I want to know, Brandon. Did you beat his ass?
We get in a screaming match across my front yard, and he walks across my yard. The dude, I had no business yelling at this guy. He's got 50, 60 pounds on me. So he walks across my yard, and I know what's coming just by the way he's walking. So I run at him and take the first swing. The dude knocks me cold out in my front yard.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Brandon, damn it.
I lived next door to this guy for 4 years before he finally moved, and we ended up being the best of friends. I still bought
I was going to say, how were the block parties?
That is hilarious.
Oh, man.
Now,
well, after that, man, he was real nice. He turned out to be a real good guy. Apparently, he had been going through a lot with his personal life and stuff, so it had him kind of in a bad mood that morning. And we ended up being real close friends. Him, his fiance, and my wife got along real well. And my heart was beating so fast when that guy backed into the driveway because I knew what was coming. I knew what was going to happen.
That is hilarious, dude. That's a great story, Brandon. That the turn at the end, that's how you write a story. Like, I didn't I thought he was going to.
How do you bury the hatchet, though?
Well, yeah, that too. But most guys aren't going to tell you the story when they got knocked out.
Right.
They're going to tell you the story when they knock someone else out. So kudos to Brandon for just being like, yeah, I got knocked out. Because I was like, well, I'm thinking, did you wait for him to go in the house and then you went and peed in his car?
Right, or slit his tires.
Yeah, something. Wow. I did not expect that to happen.
Would
that's
take
hilarious.
The trash out the next day and be like, hey,
what's up, dude?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
That's crazy.
Or after the guy knocks you out, I mean, so if you're the guy that threw the punch, your neighbor is now out cold in his front yard. You just leave him there?
Oh, yeah, totally. Man, you shouldn't have ran at me. That was your bad.
Wow.
That's crazy, man. That's an interesting story.
Welcome to Texas.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
That's crazy.
That's good stuff. Okay, so I a couple of people asked us about this, or asked, I don't know, I think you were tagged on it too, but okay. The big news coming out of Astros camp is Forrest Whitley getting suspended, yes, for 50 games, yep, mm-hmm, for drug abuse. And I think the big question was, well, oh, see, this is why you trade your prospects, because now he's gone and done this. To me, this isn't a big deal. Does this set him back a little bit on his path to getting to the majors? Sure, it does. It stunts, mm-hmm, his growth a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I didn't expect him to be up here necessarily to be a contributing factor this year anyways. Maybe a September call up, an extra arm in the bullpen, right, get a little taste of the majors. I didn't expect him to be here until 2019 anyways, so I don't think it affects that.
I agree.
But I think now he's going to have to win a job next spring, because he's probably going to have to sit in double A and move up to triple A when he's available to pitch.
Well, he can't get off to a hot start. And by the time he comes back, yeah, you're not going to be having that quick,
that's,
you know,
right,
call up.
Yeah. So I think you might see him be forced to have to win a job, or, you know, if he's going to be up here in 2019, he's going to have to win that job in spring now, as opposed to impressing everybody with September call ups, as might have been the case. Now, it may still happen. They may be like, well, you know, he's good enough. But I think it certainly can stunt his growth. But I'm not like, oh, no, we should have traded the guy.
Some drugs can. Yeah, but at the same time, look, here's just something, a technicality, because I don't know, depending on the reports you hear, what it was. Some said weed. Some said he was trying to stay awake. And one of the guys he was in a car with doing a road trip said, take this. He didn't check it. But if it was PEDs, the suspensions are 80 games. So he only got 50. I guess if you're looking for a silver lining, at least it maybe was just some casual weed or something. I don't know.
So here's the thing. In the article that I saw on NBC Sports, it said the lead is one of baseball's top prospects, Forrest Whitley of Houston Astros, has been suspended for 50 games for a positive drug test, and it has an asterisk. And at the bottom of the article, it says the initial read for a drug of abuse, mm-hmm, which a reporter had tweeted, the official MLB press release did not specify the drug, however, or say drug of abuse. Normally, a PED suspension states the substance found, and drug of abuse suspensions do not.
So, like David Polino.
As such, it's unclear at present what Whitley tested positive for.
Because Polino did PEDs, because he got 8.
Was it Polino? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And what's his name? First baseman. Singleton.
John Singleton.
Yeah,
Singleton is a known
Chris
weed guy.
No, John. Yeah, John.
John Singleton's guy that they've done stories on the fact he just can't kick the weed.
Nope. And his was 50, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so the Buster Olney, to kind of piggyback on that, said Whitley suspended 50 games. Whitley was at an out-of-state college baseball game as a fan after his season was over and was given an unknown stimulant by a friend in order to keep him awake on a long drive home. Come on, man. If nothing else, you hope that this teaches him a lesson that when you get to this level and you're a pro, you can't be putting anything in your system, in your mouth, that you don't know exactly what it is, where it came from, and what it's all about.
Yep.
You got that?
You got to be careful, man.
You're a pro, Nick. You can't be putting anything in your mouth unless you know exactly where it came from, what it can do to you, and what it is.
I usually inspect it.
You probably shouldn't have said that, but I wish you would isolate yourself.
Can't do that. See, that's the benefit of being the poor little producer. You can't do that to me. I can do that to you.
Touche, but you are correct.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
Yep.
Now, this is El Rey. This is the link I sent you, right, for YouTube?
Yep.
George Strait's El Rey?
Correct.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I'm not searching that.
Yeah, I couldn't find the original. I want to say it's something Fernandez, but I couldn't get
Tony?
The original. No. But this one, this has meaning. Like, so my first couple of songs all had meaning for different people. So this
you and
one,
I
this
both
one
had
does
bitty,
as well.
Bomb bomb.
Yep.
And
both married to Latinas,
I
so that's no surprise.
Max Mueller thought Nick went first because he's like, Max wins by default, tags us both, and sends a gif of Selena. Well, we both had Selena, and Barry is going first.
Yeah, but you don't, so you lost.
I had to change.
Yeah, okay? You did. So that means I win.
No, you can't. Again, you always are like self-appointing. You can't do that.
I mean, we're going to let the people vote, but it's obvious
Nick
I won.
Nick and I are going to vote. You lose.
Hey, I like that.
Two on one. I don't. What?
Yeah.
So
two
who won?
On one.
So which one of you won then?
We'll share it.
Because you know what? You're going to need my vote.
That's probably true. I'm having my intern do the list. I don't care. Intern John is doing the last
Are you
hour.
Kidding me?
Yep. I'll even give him credit for it. Intern John.
He's doing your list?
The entire list.
At least he's not doing phone calls like Andrew yesterday. Holy cow. He thought that females were males.
He came in because he was defending. It was the new intern.
Yeah, it was the new intern. It wasn't Andrew.
It was Andrew it was training the, brand new the new guy. Intern.
Well, I ripped into Andrew.
Yeah, I know. Because I was out there trying to tell the new guy how to do it, and there was too much ruckus.
Chaos.
Yes. But I was like, dude, all you got to say is spell your name. Don't spell it for him and say, is that right? Just say spell your name. That's easy.
There was chaos yesterday. At least it's calmed down around here today.
That's right.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's hour number one of The Usual Suspects. We'll take you up till 4. Make sure that you are with us prior to, in between, and after, and every time you go out the door. The fact of the matter is if you can't get us on the signal, you can always get us on the app. We love the app. You should, too. You can take us everywhere from California to Kalamazoo. We'll be back with more. It's The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
We're taking a break.
Okay. That's cool.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
See, Nick had to strategically play this one for you and let it go until you heard the Isley Brothers, because otherwise, El Jefe and all the smartasses would have been, hey, wait a minute, that's Biggie. No, Biggie sampled the Isley Brothers. So, wrong, shame on you, and no, we just got done telling you,
that's sexy
Biggie
right
has
there.
Never been at the rodeo. So, get it straight.
That's right. This is sexy time. This makes me want to take my shirt off right now. Come on, guys, let's take our shirts off.
No.
Let's do shirtless radio.
I've done that twice today.
Yeah. I've been trying for a year now to get y'all to do a topless show with me. I think now's the time.
Yeah, now before the cameras get in.
Yeah, that's true. I don't need my moobs out there on Facebook.
Yeah, that wouldn't be a good thing. But yeah.
It's chaos out there, by the way.
Is it still?
It's wild.
So in case you don't know, as part of the show, we keep you guys in the loop. We have an open
house. Wait,
that's
a different show. In the loop?
That's not as good as ours. I want to make sure you guys know we have an open house going on all day, all night at our festive headquarters, which is sponsors and influential people from all the way from Culture Map.
Big time stars.
94.1,
97.5. I just saw Barry Laminack out there. Huge star. Huge.
Self-appointed.
Wildly popular.
They are, like, we're in mid-segment and people are giving tours. Just hope if the studio door isn't locked, they're coming in going, now this is Barry and Joe. We're like, we kind of got work. We're working here, but it's okay. We can multitask. So we're shaking hands as we go. But
shaking babies and kissing hands.
A lot of people.
Whatever.
There was earlier anyway.
You have some of the food?
I had. I had the chicken kebabs.
That's what I had. Well, I didn't touch the eggplant, though.
From Damaris. They're pretty good.
I was going to get a beer, and then I thought, well, I'll wait.
Oh, you didn't get a beer?
Look.
Evidently, says, Nick did.
He says as he drinks his beer.
As he caps off
no,
beer number
you know
one,
why?
I hope.
You know why, Nick? Because I'm a professional, okay?
What is that?
That's pinky wine? Up on a Diet Coke.
That's Diet Coke.
Oh, it's just in a wine glass or
well,
wine cup.
They don't have any crown, or that would
so
be
now
crown
you feel fancier than normal.
They don't have any?
I don't think so. I just saw beer. I'll go check next
I know there's wine.
Yeah, there's wine for sure.
Our car guy was drinking
Yeah, Harold
wine
Gunn was having one. Yeah.
Yes, he was. And he deserves one. Yeah. He took a shot to the dome a few weeks ago.
Knocked what? Unconscious?
Yeah. He was in Detroit in the Motor City for an event for Mercedes-Benz at some crazy location. And he said, you know how scavengers get when you let them know there's free food? He got basically like concert stampeded.
What?
Like, they said free food, and everybody started rushing for the door, and he was in the middle, and he went straight down face first. Side of the dome piece hits a wall.
Oh,
he's knocked
damn.
Unconscious. His friends had to wake him up. But good news is, silver lining at the end of that one, party brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. So until they get to get him to sign on the dotted line of release, he's driving the new Mercedes SUV.
Well, I was going to say, what were they serving? Because it sounds delicious if that many people.
And if you know anything about, if you know how big Harold Gunn is, he's a small dude.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's short. You know what
crazy.
I mean?
He's at least 5'4".
But yeah, I mean, he must have got he must have got knocked completely unconscious.
So he still had the war wounds on his head and his cheek, But he was like, no, I'm not the kind of guy that really likes to pursue legal action, but they keep throwing things at me that I'm going to let it. I said, I'd let it play out as long as you can, man.
Exactly.
And he's like, I don't really like the new body style in this Mercedes. I go, you can sell it.
Yeah. Don't be silly, Harold.
Take what you can get.
By the way, I was just appointed by Salvino on Twitter as the winner. I just want you guys to know. There's no doubt you won already. So I think the people have spoken.
Really?
Yeah.
One person is the people's.
I'm just saying. What vote do you have? How many votes do you have from listeners?
Well, I have to depend on you guys for the text line.
So. Our list hasn't even been used yet, played, or published.
Well, that doesn't matter. I'm just saying.
There's a bunch of good songs to choose from, Barry.
I didn't even pull up the text line.
A lot of show left.
Is there?
Oh, yeah. You mic's on there.
Well, we'll see. You're not going to win. There's
totally
no way
win.
You can win.
Intern John is a country.
You didn't submit a list.
He's a millennial.
He's submitting your list.
He will get you DQ'd. First of all, you will not screen what he does for you. And the first time that he plays any song that's not pre-2000, Barry and I are going to throw the red flag, the siren's going off, and you're gone.
I mean, I wasn't expecting to get the W with intern John doing my list anyway.
Yeah.
But it's all good.
Come on, my sweet boy. You're not.
I know.
With those pipes and that porn stash, he can take you to places.
Oh.
Didn't he take you to Austin this weekend?
He did.
You rode with him?
I rode with him. He really wanted to drive.
Well, he was selling you out on Raheel and Dell. You forgot cash?
I forgot cash. No, I brought the what happened is I forgot the cash was in my pocket. And then I went to an ATM, which was literally 30 seconds away from our house, and got cash there before we took the trip to Austin. So I don't know what he's referring to.
Because he said, like, you got in the car and didn't have cash and all this other stuff.
His head is starting to get big. We need to smack him around a little bit.
I could tell that during the
interns, man.
We need to smack him around a little bit. Yeah. We need to humble him. He has proved absolutely nothing in this industry.
These guys have been here for less than 6 months, and they think that because they get a little mic time.
Yep.
Well, and here's
it's dangerous.
Thing.
I know. It's like a drug.
You throw them some rope, right, to give them a chance, and they use it to hang you. They try and come back at you that way instead of being appreciative. For all the heat we give Trey, he's the one guy that has tried to stay as level-headed and humble as he could. Because we're the ones giving these guys airtime and giving them a shot, and instead of being appreciative, they're poo-pooing on you.
Yep, I don't dig it.
It's a bunch of crap.
There
is a jam.
We can take the call if you want, by the way.
No. No, I just want to let the song play, the whole thing.
Let's go to... No. I won't do that to you, champ.
Yeah, I am I'm killing the game with this. This was too easy for me. This was a layup.
The game killed you. The biggest problem that killed me was you got your list in about 5 seconds before mine.
That's right. Hey, I give you every week, I give you time. Do I not, Joel?
First of all, that's a stretch. Because for the first 6 months of this, you didn't give me anything.
Exactly. And you started bitching about it. So, Nick, have I not been giving my list last?
You have.
I wait until the day of.
Not today, as a professional courtesy.
Well, no.
You know where I screwed up?
Because I was like, oh, suck it, Joel.
I took the time to thank him first for giving us all of the previous artists that had performed at the rodeo.
Yeah.
While I was thanking him,
your homework
his list
for you.
Got in fast enough. To beat me, and it
sucks.
Well,
what I did is I found that list, and then I made mine, and then I sent y'all the link.
See, that's just dirty. At least you admit it.
That's right.
We're progressing.
I'm here to help. I'm also here to help you if you're trying to lose weight, and I have a great solution for you. It's called HealthyGourmet.com. If you want to eat healthy, if you want to lose weight, or if you just want meals that you don't have to cook that are ready to heat and eat, and it tastes good, you need to check out HealthyGourmet.com. In fact, we told you guys we're having a party here, and they've got food out there. Now, I had my Healthy Gourmet today. It was the chicken korma. It was the first time I've had this chicken korma. Man, I'm telling you guys, put this in your basket when you're on HealthyGourmet.com getting your meal plan together for the week. It was really good, and it was the first time I've had it. I've enjoyed it. But the great thing about HealthyGourmet.com, whether you're just trying to eat healthy or lose weight or you just don't want to have to cook, it's all prepared for you. They ship it to your door. There's no food prep. There's no dishes to do. There's no cleanup. It could not be easier to eat healthy and lose weight. Why aren't you on HealthyGourmet.com right now filling out your list? If you get your order in by Tuesday at midnight, you'll have your food by Friday so you can get ready for the next week. All the food is healthy. It's made from scratch, and it can meet any lifestyle you have. For example, if you want to do a paleo diet, they have those options. If you need gluten-free, they have that. Low-carb, vegan, or you just want low-calorie and good food like stews and stuff like that, it's all there, all online. And the cool thing is, if you want to customize it, you can do that too. No prep, no cooking, no driving. It couldn't be easier. HealthyGourmet.com. Log on now and save yourself 10%. All right? Save yourself 10% by using promo code ESPN975. Enter that in. Save 10%. Order $99 or more, and they'll ship it for free. It couldn't be easier to eat healthy and lose weight. Log on today and get started at HealthyGourmet.com.
Check it. Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today.